Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach today and allow me to say seasoned greetings. So whatever it is, whatever season that you found yourself in on today, allow me to say greetings. Seasoned greetings. Hello to all of our wonderful listeners on today. I'm the host of your radio show. This is Prophetically Speaking Radio Broadcast, and I'm your host. I'm Prophetess Trinotia Balton. Along with me, I have a wonderful, wonderful co-host, which is none other than Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. Prophetess Jenkins, how are you on today?
I'm good. I'm blessed today. Thank God for today.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're excited to be with you again on this broadcast on today, and we're just so excited that you've taken this time out of your busy schedule, out of the wonderful things that you are attending to on today, and you've decided to join us. And so we're just grateful to God to have your presence with us once again. Prophetess Jenkins, let me go ahead and step back and give you a moment to give your shout-out. So right here, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, everyone. I just thank God you're listening today. Just want to give a shout-out to my Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ, and to my honorable Bishop and Senior Pastor, Bishop Harold Incline and Senior Pastor Clara Incline, where they pastor the church where I sit at under, Glory Victory Full Gospel Church here in New Iberia, Louisiana. Giving a shout out to my family, my friends, and every listener that's listening today. I hope and pray that you're blessed by what we're saying today and hope that you're inspired by something we may speak into your spirit today. I thank God for you, woman of God, for being obedient to God's spirit and being always abiding, always to the call that God has called you to do. And one of the things is Prophetically Speaking Broadcast. I thank you. I thank the listeners that's been listening over the years. And give God the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Prophetess Jenkins, you know what I did not ask you? Something I always ask, and I neglect to ask you today. Thank God for all of your wonderful shout-outs. Thank God for everyone there in New Iberia. I give a great big hug and a kiss to Bishop Harold and Lady Clara Antoine, and I want to let them know that I love them. And Pastor Clara, with the homegoing of Mom, we just want to let you know that we love you and we lift you up in prayer right now. And we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so we thank God that at this time she is no longer here with us on earth, but she is in a heavenly tabernacle that's not been built by hands, by man's hands. And so we just thank God that she's in a better place right now. We want to send out our prayer of hope, our prayer of healing, and our prayer of strength to the family right now and let you know that we love you. And so, Pastor Prophetess Jenkins, as we go further, one of the things that I did not get from you is what is the weather like there in New Iberia on today? You know, I love talking about the weather antics. So tell me what's going on with the weather there.
Oh, woman of God, it's marvelous here. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's just pleasant. It's pleasant to sit outside. The sun is shining so bright, and we're having a wonderful day in the Lord.
Praise the
Lord. Here in New Iberia, Louisiana.
That's good to hear. Today we have moderate weather. We don't have it. It's not too hot, not too cold. Well, it's not cold at all, shall I say. So the weather is very nice. And, of course, you know, I always say I love warm weather, so I'm really happy with the way things are right now. And so before we go any further, let me also take a moment and give my shout-out. And I want to take a moment to give my shout-out to my wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we want to just be, I'm really excited because, woman of God, this is Resurrection Week. And the thing about Resurrection Week that excites me is that it was at the end of that week when Jesus, when he rose, the Bible says he rose with all power. He rose with all power. All power in heaven and earth was given into the hands of Jesus. And so I'm always excited about Resurrection Week. I'm always excited knowing that there was something tremendous that Jesus had to go through. There was a tremendously rough walk that he had to attend to because of us, his children. However, because of us, God's children, but however, due to what Jesus went through, because he said yes to his assignment. We are here today, and we're able to say yes to our assignment. So Resurrection Week is definitely one to be celebrated. It's definitely a week to be noted. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a moment. And so I thank God for where we are now in Resurrection Week. I want to thank God for my family. I want to thank God for my church family. I want to thank God, just want to reiterate a little bit about with my church family. On this coming Friday, we're going to be having our resurrection service. It's going to be Friday at 6:30 p.m. So for those of you that are within the surrounding Houston area, and those that are around us, make sure you come out and join us at 6:30 p.m. Friday night at the Harvest Time Church. We're under the leadership of Shelton Beatty. And so we would love to have you to come and join us and just give praise unto God for sending his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. But it did not stop there, because the Bible went on to say, woman of God, that he got up. And not only did he get up, but he got up with all power in his hands. And that is the exciting thing about Resurrection Week. And so, again, I also want to thank God for my son. He's growing in the Lord, striding, doing wonderful strides in the Lord, making wonderful strides in the Lord, and so I thank God for him. So, woman of God, we're going to go forward, and we're going to get ready to do the show that the Lord has placed in our hands to do. And so for those of you that have been able to join us in our topics, we have been on the topic of assignments. We have talked about the three keys of assignments. And on today, we're going to be covering the last P of assignment. Prophetess Jenkins, are there any points that we've gone over the last couple of weeks that we've talked about when we talked about positioning, being in the right position? We also talked about, Prophetess Jenkins talked about positioning on last week, and if you want to, you can share a little bit more today, Prophetess Jenkins. And then the week after, we talked about being persistent. And so those are two P's, one, being in the right position, two, being persistent, and on today we're going to talk about the third P. But before we go any further, Prophetess Jenkins, are there any points that you want to highlight that we've covered over these last couple of weeks? Anything that was in your spirit that you want to just make mention of?
Praise the Lord, woman of God. We've talked about some marvelous topics, words this week, this past month, and I thank God for the word position. We have to always know that we're in the right position at the right time, because we're not in that right position, we can miss God. Amen? We can miss God for him moving, him acting in our life. And it brings it to mind, I did a scenario about how a baseball team have a game and they get in position and everybody have this spot. Everybody's assigned to a specific position in order to succeed and to have a win in that game. And so the right fielder, left fielder, pitcher, catcher, everybody have to be in their right position in order for things to work and for them to be successful and to win the game. And it's the same thing with the Spirit of God, even in our position in God. If we don't walk circumspectly and getting where God has called us to be and being in the right place at the right time, we can really miss God. So I thank God for just being in the right position. I can think about some scenarios and some testimonies in my life where God had me in the right place at the right time. I can remember when I first came to the church I'm now sitting on, the Bishop Harold and Clara Entwine, how God to me one morning, the night before Saturday night, he spoke to me. In fact, I had been on the Entwine for many, many years and had traveled and went to different places. And God brought me back home after my mother got sick, and I came back home, and God spoke to me that Saturday night. He said, I want you to visit the Entwine Church. And it made me, I began to think in the natural that maybe they had their, I began to analyze things in my mind. That's the wrong thing we do when we analyze what God is saying and what he's speaking for us to do. And I'm telling you, as I begin to, God say, I want you to go visit. Long story short, I end up visiting the church. And at the time I visit, Pastor Entwine, senior pastor, Clara Entwine, had been praying for the Lord to send some people. And I went to church that morning, and she later told me that God had spoke to her and said, when you open your eyes, she was in worship, and she didn't see me walk in church. And she said, she opened her eyes, she saw, God told her, when you open your eyes, you're going to see, I'm going to have a surprise for you. When she opened her eyes, she looked in my face, and she knew that God had answered her prayer. So I had to be in the right position at the right time in order for God to do a great work in us. And I'm telling you, I've been working with the bishop and the senior pastor, Karen Klein, and God is doing a great work. And I'm talking today about positioning, putting yourself in a position where you can work and accomplish the things that God has called you to accomplish, do the things that he's called you to do. And I'm telling you, woman, God, when I got to Glory Victory Full Gospel Church, I knew that God has sent me there. He sent me there to work and help and hold up the arms of the pastors. And I'm telling you, not only have I been a blessing, but I've been blessed by the ministry over there. And I'm in the right place at the right time. And that means position. Position is very important in our life. You can't move ahead of God, neither can you move behind him. You have to move with him, hearing precisely in our spirit at the time in order for us to be progressively successful in the things he has called us to do. Amen. Position is important. We talk about a lot of good words, the three P's, but one that stayed in my mind was position, because I can remember that we have to be in the right place at the right time and moving to do what God has called us to do. Position means to stand guard, to do what, get in that position and move and do the things that he's orchestrating you to do in the name of the Lord. And I thank God for being obedient. Obedience plays major in that position too, because to be in position, you have to be obedient. And I've learned to be obedient to the call of God in my life. Amen?
Amen, amen. And you know, as we're talking about going over our notes over the last couple of weeks, and we talked about being in position, one of the things that comes to my mind when we talk about position, you know, if you go into a place and there's a line, you may have to be in a line to wait, a grocery store, a clothing store. And, you know, one of the things is that when you get in line, there's an order to what's going on. You know, the person that is at the front of the line, they have to have their turn. The person that is next has their turn, so on and so forth. And while you're in the line and you're positioned in line, what happens is that you get your turn. But the pivotal thing about being in line and waiting for your turn as you're there in position, if you get out of line, then you lose your place. And if you lose your place, then everything that you've gone through up until that point has then become a waste, because now you've lost your position in the line and now you have to start all over again. Mm-hmm. So one of the important things about being positioned, whether you are positioned for a opportunity in your godly assignment that he's giving you in the house of God, whether you are being positioned for a career assignment that is something that is orchestrating the world that we live in. It could very well be something that has been positioned even in a family assignment. But however, you've got to wait your turn. And when your turn comes around correctly, then once you are positioned correctly, then whatever it is that you have been waiting for, when your time rolls around, it's going to be your time, and then it's going to be your turn. And no one can take what belongs to you because you stayed in the correct position to get what it is that you waited for. And so after we talked about position, the next thing we talked about was persistence. And persistence goes in line with this word of being positioned, because even if you're in line and you're waiting in line for something to occur, it takes persistence that sometimes the line can be very long and you don't feel like waiting any longer and you're ready to get out of the line and you're ready to move on and you're ready for whatever it is you're waiting for to come on because you're sick and tired of waiting. If you decide, two things matter. If you decide to move out of position, then of course you're going to have to get to the end of the line. But if you make up your mind to continue and be steadfast, it's going to take persistence. It's going to take a persistent mindset for you to continue to stand in line and continue to go forward with the position that you have, knowing that you can continue to stay in position and you continue with persistence, there's something that's going to occur, and that is that you're going to get to the front of the line, and you're going to go from being positioned. You're going to then know that your persistence has paid off. But once you get to the front of the line, that's what we're going to begin talking about today. And that is going to be the third P that we're going to talk about, and that P is called power. You know, woman of God, there are times when we can be positioned and we can be persistent. But while we're being positioned and while we're being persistent, there's something that we've got to do, and that is that we've got to continue to seek God and to get in the place of power so that once we are at the front of the line, we would not have stayed in position and we would not have been persistent for no reason. Once it is your turn, once you have then made it to the front of the line, you have then got to make sure that you have the power that you need to handle the task that you have been positioned and persistent in line waiting for. Amen? So
Amen.
One of the things that we want to as well talk about is our virtue value. I always encourage you to go forth and read the virtue value, because those are prophetic insights that God has given me and words that I just want to share to encourage the body of Christ. So, woman of God, on today, our power word was actually power. Let me just give you the definition that I have from power. Power is the ability to do or act, capability of doing or accomplishing something. So it's okay to have knowledge on something. It's okay to have a will to want to do something. It's okay to have a zeal to want to accomplish something. But there's one more thing that you need. You need to have power in order to get the job done. So, woman of God, we went with our virtue values. We went into the book of Acts. I'm going to begin reading for you to let you know what it is for those of you that have not gotten an opportunity to read the virtue value on today. We came from the book of Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When attending to assignments that have been handed down from heaven, opposition is imminent. We are never assured by God that all things are not possible, but we are enlightened on the vast possibilities of anything being accomplished in our lives through Christ's strength. If the CEO of a Fortune 500 company employed you and placed company matters into your hands, no authority given to you that will enable you to combat any opposition that may arise. You are required to operate its daily task, starting immediately with no detail. This will be a bit difficult. For this assignment to be one of success and production, a few more things are needed. One, company instructions. For example, the do's and the don'ts of the company. Two, you need authority and power that allows you to make pivotal decisions which will continue the positive commute of the company. Listen, it will be a total shipwreck to assume a positional assignment without positional power. It's the same thing that we're talking about on today. Whenever there's an assignment that you are choosing to say yes to, whenever God opens the door for you to walk into a place of position so that you can go forth and accomplish a particular goal that God has set forth, there's always going to be something more than you need beside yourself. You know, woman of God, when we look in the Bible and we look at the life of Saul, and we look at the life of David, and we have one man that was in a position called Saul. Saul had a position, but he did not have power. Yet we had another man by the name of David. David had power, he didn't have position. And so whenever we are looking at the Bible and we are anticipating the assignments that God has set before us, it's not always the best thing to seek a position. But make sure that as you are seeking for a position, you are as well seeking God for the power you need, not only to maintain the position, but to accomplish the task that is at hand. There are many times, even in the body of Christ, even on jobs, even in marriages, there are many times when people seek a particular position but do not have the power that it takes to handle whatever that position entails. Woman of God, is there anything that you want to add to that as we're going on?
Praise the Lord. Amen. I think about the word power. I did a teaching once at the church, at the church where I attend, and it was undercover boss. And that power brings me into mind of undercover boss is a show that comes on television.
Yes.
And the person, the CEO, and he goes undercover, and he goes in. Spy out, see how his company's being ran,
right,
and see
mm-hmm.
all the things that are being accomplished the way he has designed it to be. And as he go undercover, he finds some things that are good and some things are bad. But then at the end of the show, he corrects the things that need to be changed, but he rewards the people that need to be rewarded. So mm-hmm. Jesus had that same power, but he's given us that power. In the word, the scenario I want to use about the undercover boss is that he goes around, and after he goes and got out and makes right wrong, fix everything that needs to be fixed, and then he rewards the people that's been faithful to his company, that's been faithful and diligent doing the works of the Lord, and he has that power to give them thousand on top thousand of dollars. Because he want to reward them that well. But God say that God even say that we have that same power in our life. The power is that dunamis power. Like you said earlier, when we on David getting the talent on the third day, he said we should receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost come upon us, we receive the dunamis power of God to do great works. We can't do the great works without the power. You need that connection to the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says power has its might. It has great strength. When we receive that the Holy Ghost, we can pray in the Spirit. We can pray and begin to call those things that we can call those things as we not as though they were, but we can intercede steadily with the power of God backing us up. Same thing with the CEO. He didn't need the money. He had his company, but he had the authority and the power to go in and bless the people and to give them the due reward like God does. He seek out people who's in the right position and doing the assignment that he has called them to do. And that's when I think about power. Power is that dunamis, that like a dynamite power he's given us and the authority he's given us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we need to know that we have backup when we have God on our side. Amen?
Amen, amen. That's powerful because, you know, dunamis power is that dynamite power. When you look at that word and you find out the definition to it, it's dynamite power. I'm going to share a quick testimony, then I'm going to go to the scripture. I had an opportunity this past weekend. I was invited out of the city of Houston to a prayer vigil that I was so delighted to be a part of. And as I was there, the individuals that were there, they immediately recognized the presence of God on my life. I had never seen these people before in my life. And one of the things that was asked of me, I was recognized as a prophetess when I walked into the room by people that I've never seen before. And they escorted me to the front to have me to sit on the front row in a place I've never been before, recognized me as a prophetess, and then invited me to the altar to come and pray for individuals that were there. A woman of God, and had an opportunity that as I was invited to pray for individuals that were there, there was one young lady that came through the line to be prayed for. And a sister that was there in the meeting pointed at me and instructed me to go over and pray for this young lady. So, woman of God, as I went over to pray for this young lady, as I laid my hand on the belly of this young lady, a demon began to manifest. As the demon began to manifest, the young lady began to growl like an animal.
Oh, my.
And the demonic spirit began to tell me not to touch her, to take my hand off of her. And when I recognized what I was dealing with, you see, at that point, I was positioned. So then, because of my persistence in the things of God, being positioned in a place where the presence of God was, I now had to operate in my God-given power. When the demon manifested itself and I was able to recognize what was going on, I immediately stepped out of me, immediately, and knew that this was not a job for me, but this was a job for God. So I immediately began to call the evil spirit out, began to command the demon to leave from the young girl. And as I began to speak to the demonic force, began to command that the woman of God be set free, immediately the demon began to leave the woman's body. She began to purge. The evil spirit was released from this woman's body. As I prayed with the woman and the demon left her, I instructed her to lift her hands and give God praise for her freedom, and she was able to do so. When I think about that woman of God, it takes me to the book of Acts, the scripture that I read to you earlier. When the people of God were tarrying for the Holy Ghost, the scripture went on to say, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Why do we need power? What is the importance of having power? Sometimes, and I'm going to finish that scripture, but sometimes we have a misconception in the body of Christ. That was an example that an old preacher gave me a long time ago. And he said to me, if you go and you say you want a pair of shoes, and you know, if you get a pair of tennis shoes and you look inside of the tennis shoe, there's something in there that's called a tongue. The little flap that's inside of that shoe is called a tongue. And many times people say that they want a tennis shoe, but what they want is the tongue. Now, if you have the tennis shoe, if you know, woman of God, anything about tennis shoes, if that tennis shoe does not have a tongue, of course you won't be able to tie it properly. It's not going to work properly. But there are many times when we're looking at the shoe, but in reality what people want is the tongue. So what they do, they go for the tongue, not realizing that they need the whole shoe. So if you were to just take the tongue without the shoe, it really wouldn't do anything. But if you get the whole shoe that includes the tongue, it's all going to work together for your good. Amen. Many times in the body of Christ, we have people that are so anxious to speak in a tongue, to prove to people around them that I can speak in a tongue, I can speak in an unknown language, until or a language that you may not know, because we do know that tongues are a language in the earth realm. It's just that that's not the language that you speak by nature. So we have individuals that have gotten so enthralled and so enthralled with being able to speak a lie, you know, trying to prove to people that you have what you really don't have. And woman of God, one of the things that I've gotten weary with, even in the body, and I can be very honest, is when we are so moved to impress others that we really forget that God's eyes are in every place beholding the good and the evil. We become so enamored to show people that we speak in tongues. You know, we have people that know how to, they know how to jerk, they know how to quicken, they know how to speak in tongues, they know how to run, they know how to jump, they know how to laugh, they know how to do all that. But when push comes to shove, when power is really needed, no power is there to show up. And so why do we need power? Power is more than being able to speak in a tongue. Power is more than being able to jump, shout, and dance. We have people that speak in tongues, that can speak in tongues, but yet can't speak to me, can't speak to you. Tongues are more than being able. You're able to speak in a tongue, but you can't pray a holy, pray a headache away. You're able to speak in a tongue, but you're not able to withstand any type of opposition that comes your way. You have people that speak in a tongue, but they're sleeping with somebody else's husband. You have people that speak in tongues, but they're in the club on Saturday night, then they're in the church on Sunday morning. Tongues, there is more to it why we need power. We don't need power to be able to prove to people that we can speak in a tongue. We need power to live an effective life for Christ Jesus. We need power so that we can be witnesses. Let me finish this scripture. Why do we need power? It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes on you, and you will be witnesses, my witnesses, in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. What are we witnessing to? Our lives, woman of God, are to be able to witness to people all around us. I have a testimony that I don't know if I want to call it a testimony. I'm just going to share a story. There was a young lady that was my hairstylist some years ago. And the young lady and I at times attended some church services together. We talked about the Lord. We both professed to be saved. We both professed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And this young lady was my hairstylist. And I would go to her every week for her to do my hair. And as I was going to her for her to do my hair, this Holy Ghost-filled saved woman, she began to come in one day and begin to share with me that she was having some marital problems. So I began to share with her that I was going to pray with her about her marital problems. So as we would go on, I would go to her every week. As time would go on, she went beyond having marital problems. Then she began to have an affair. And she began to have an affair with another gentleman. And she began to talk to me in a braggadocious way about how the man would come to her home and she would have relations with the man. And at the same day, be having relations with her husband. So one day, as I would share with this sister, and I was really not in agreement with this behavior, I began to ask her. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, you told me that you were saved, and you told me that you were filled with the Holy Ghost. She said, I am. And I asked her, for what reason, what are you saved from? And for what reason do you have the Holy Ghost? Why are you speaking in tongues, and why have you confessed the Lord as your personal Savior if your life is no different from that of the lives of a person that says that they're not saved? And I began to share with her, if you say you're saved, you've got to be saved from something. And if you have the Holy Ghost is supposed to be a keeper. So the Bible did not say that you would not be tempted, but the Bible did say that you would not be tempted above that that you cannot handle. The Bible does go on to say that when the Holy Ghost is present, the Holy Ghost is a keeper. He will keep you if you want to be kept. So as I began to talk to this young lady about this, eventually, our friendship ended because she realized that I had a real stand for God. She wasn't on that. She wasn't in that place with God. She wanted to be able to speak in a tongue, but she did not want the effectiveness of the Holy Ghost in her life. So many times, Prophetess Jenkins, I've seen this. I've heard these stories. I've witnessed to these things. Now, does it mean that many of us sinned? We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The problem comes in is when we wallow in sin, when we enjoy sin, when we are now making a lifestyle of sin, but yet still confessing that we are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. That devil is a liar. And so many times in the body of Christ, you know, even in the book of Revelation, it begins to talk to us about these different churches. How God begins to say, I was upset with this church because you become lukewarm. I was upset with this church because you've lost your love. I was upset with this church because you have no zeal. Many times in the body of Christ, we become cold in the things of God. And we think that because we're now speaking in tongues, we have arrived. Because we're now able to la 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 li 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 li, that we have accomplished something. We have not accomplished what we have been put in this earth realm to accomplish until Satan is under our feet. Our job as blood-bought, spirit taught Bible-toting, scripture-quoting believers is to make sure that Satan is under our feet so that our lives can be a witness to those that are not only around us, but those that are even away from us. People should be able to know who you are when you arrive. Woman of God, when I walked in that place on last Friday, I walked into a place I've never been in before. I laid eyes on people that I did not know from Adam. And immediately, the pastor of the place came and embraced me. And immediately, the individual said to me, "It's always good when the prophet of God shows up." I didn't know these people, but my life was witnessing for me when my words had not said a thing. These people did not know me, but the pastor invited me to come forward and give a prophetic word to the people. Why? Because of the presence of God that I carry. So many of times, we are people that are so quick, "I'm saved, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, you're ready to speak in a tongue, but you have no power." There are many times, woman of God, I want to just slap people down. Stop speaking in tongues. Stop. If what you say is not going to carry any weight.
Amen.
I don't want to hear a tongue if you can't even say hello to your neighbor. I don't want to hear a tongue if you can't go and deal with that demonic spirit. First of all, if the spirit is in you, and then deal with it in somebody else. We get so caught up with wanting to impress people that we forget about impressing God. I could care less if people hear me speak in tongues or not. I want my life to be a witness. My life should be able to say what my words never have to convey.
Hallelujah.
When people see me coming, they ought to see God before they see me.
Right.
They ought to see God before they see you. I love nice clothes. I love my hair being done. I love my nails being done. But, honey, all that stuff is secondary. Before you see any of that, you ought to see God. You ought to see the Holy Ghost that engulfs my life. Go right here, Prophet Jenkins.
Hallelujah. That is so, so powerful. Because if we speak in tongues, let me just give them a wake-up call. There's going to be a lot of people speaking tongues on hell.
Yes.
Why? Because they didn't live the life. They didn't.
Yes.
God gave you the power to overcome the enemy, but you didn't use the power to overcome the enemy. You dip and dab with the enemy. And that's what people forget it at. You were saying that people can speak in tongues and dance and shout and tongue flips and sit next to the person, sit next to a person and won't speak to them, won't love them, won't hug another person, won't to the body of Christ. You have to remember, we are the body of Christ. We're connected by Jesus. And we all have Jesus. If we don't display the love of Christ in our life, if they don't see Christ before they see us, then something is wrong. Then you need to go back in your prayer closet, check things out, go pray and say, "Lord, what am I doing that's not right?" They may need to see you before they see me. Because the gift is not. And I told my friend, I said, people look for a word and look to be prophesied to, but they got to remember that person carries a gift, but it's not her gift. It operates under the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
So they have to remember that the power comes from on high. It doesn't come from within us, and we don't have the power. The power comes from God. And as we begin to walk second for God and begin to do what he says to do in obeying him, in loving and serving him, like you said, when you walk into the church, they recognize the prophet that entered the house. The Bible says they won't hear unless a prophet, they hear first from a prophet. They won't know the truth. The prophet comes to bring truth to the body of Christ. And that's what people need to recognize. Don't recognize that man as being the sole supply. Recognize Jesus that sent the man, sent the person. And the power comes from on high. That's what we have to. And I tell my friends, this is the time of year I'm humble all the year, but more humble this coming on because I remember the crucifixion, that he died for me.
Yes.
That he died on the cross. Not because he was made to put on the cross, because he could have just saw the angels of heaven and had everybody killed. But he had a job to do on this earth. We talk about purpose. We talk about position. We talk about assignments. Jesus had an assignment on this earth to do a work. He was sent here for a reason. He was sent here to die for mankind. And I am so humble at this time of the year. And every time I think about the crucifixion, I think about, God, you died just for me. You got on that cross just for me, that I may have life and have it more abundantly. But not only did you get on the cross and die, but you rose again and you took all power up in your hands.
Yes, yes,
you transferred
yes.
that power unto us. You gave us the same power that you possess.
Yeah.
So I said, the greater one lives on the inside, the greater is he that lives on in us than he that lives in the world. World, we got to remember, people, we have to remember we have greater, we have the power over the enemy. And when you think about that, you can walk a successful life. You can walk and rebuke the enemy, and he has to bow his knee. You can walk and take authority to some things in your life, and it has to change. We have to know what kind of dunamis power we have and what we possess in our lives. So I think sometimes as Christians, we sometimes forget what we really. I don't forget, because I keep in remembrance what he has done for me and what he has given me. I'm a servant to the Most High God, and I'm used for his, according to his will. Just as Jesus came on the earth and he walked and he lived and he did miracles, and then when his day came for him to die for mankind, he got on the cross. They put him on the cross and he died. He didn't fight. He said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even when he went in the garden, woman in the garden, he began to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, let your will be done.
Uh-huh.
Let your will be done. And that should be our words, the words come from our mouth. Lord, not what I want, but what you want. Because when we obey God, we've done a much. And God is pleased with us when we walk in obedience. It's when we disobey him that he frowns. And we have to know that our life is not given just for us. The word say, what comes to my mind, another word comes to my mind, woman of God said, only what we do for Christ, my favorite scripture, only what we do for Christ will last. Only what we do for him will last. Not the dressing real good and the nails looking pretty and the clothes looking good and the hair hanging to the west. All of that is good compared to, all of that is good.
There, yes, yes.
But you have to remember that Christ lived in
that's
us.
Right, yes.
Living in us. That's what I have to say about the power. I have to remember the power that's in me. Work it fine. I give all glory to God today for the power that he invested in our life, that we can be successful in the things he's called us to do. Amen?
Man, you know what? I'm so glad at that point. Let me tell you this. The thing that came to my spirit at that point, God put us here to be successful. The Lord has placed us here. I want every one of us to get that in our spirit. God placed us here to be successful. Now, will there be times when we have opposition? Yes. But again, we're going to go back to the virtue value. When God gives you an assignment, not only does he give you an assignment, but God gives you the power to fulfill the assignment.
Amen, amen.
John 13:3, it says, Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and he was returning to God. The same Jesus that God gave all power to is the same one that dwells on the inside of us. Listen, woman of God, even when it comes to, you know, I've shared so much about my foot, about this testimony about my foot and how I'm walking, and every day I'm walking better and better and better. But let me tell you how it happened. The doctors wanted to do surgery on my foot. They said they needed to do surgery on my foot. But let me share with you what the Word of God says. In Luke 9:1, it says, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. Now, for those of you that have heard my testimony of how I had the brain surgery, had a stroke, had blind, mute, deaf, paralyzed, all that, but right here, what was it that was working in me You know, there was a song we used to sing back in Church of God in Christ, and it said there's something working on the inside, moving on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Sometimes the reason why we are still battling in some areas because we got to get the right thing working on the inside. The Bible says that the weapon would form, but the weapon would not prosper. Woman of God, there are many of us that are walking around with weapons that are prospering only because we have not recognized what Luke 9:1 says. It says that we have power and authority. Power and authority. Not only do I have Holy Ghost power, but I have some authority. Woman of God, when I enter into my atmosphere, whether I'm in my home, whether I'm in my church, whether I'm at the grocery store, I don't care where I'm at, I walk in authority. I command everything that's coming around me that's not like God, it's got to go. Why? Because not only do I have power, but I have authority. What's the difference? Power means that I'm capable of carrying out what it is that's before me. Authority means that God has given me the right to carry out the power that he has placed on the inside of me. Not only do I have the power, but I have the authority to do whatever God has said that I'm supposed to do. What is your assignment on today, people? What has God assigned you to do? What has the Father placed in your hands that has come down from heaven? What is it? What is it that we become fearful of and we begin to wonder, will I be able to accomplish this? Will I be able to do that? Well, then, when you ask yourself those questions, I have a rhetorical question for you. Do you have the power of the Holy Ghost working in your life? Whenever you receive the power of the Holy Ghost, listen, if I could get on national TV right now, woman of God, and say this, I would tell people the Holy Ghost is more than just the tongue. More than just the tongue. Don't limit your God to saying, all I want to do is speak in a tongue. Woman of God, the Holy Ghost took over my tongue.
Amen.
I used to be a really foul-mouthed person. When you would get on my nerves bad enough, I would tell you something that would really get you up off of me. The Holy Ghost didn't just make me speak in tongues. The Holy Ghost washed my tongue.
Amen.
We limit God. We limit him to the four walls of the church. God is a big God. When God gives you power, God gives you power to be witnesses in the earth realm. Be a witness on your job. Does that mean you're running around saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus? No. You can be a witness on your job by doing your job effectively and watching you allow the others to watch you be promoted from one position to the next. Why? Because God is using you to be a witness to others. You can be a witness in your family. When your family is a family of drinkers, drunkards, and wine bibblers and club hoppers, and you stand for God, and when they see what God does in your life, at that moment, God is using you as a witness in your family to show them what God is able to do. When you're able to be able to manage the funds that God puts in your hands, you are being a witness to God. Being a witness to those around you of what God can do. Don't limit the power of God to saying, I speak in tongues. The devil speaks in tongues. Witches speak in tongues. Warlocks, Wiccans speak in tongues. God is bigger than that. God is more than that. God wants you to walk in power and authority.
Amen.
After today, don't limit your God. Don't get around people and immediately just want to speak in tongues because you want to fit in. You want to show people what you got. You know, woman of God, one of the things I often say, I can show you better than I can tell you. That's one of my words I say a lot. I say, I can show you better than I can tell you. that sometimes, moment of God, God just wants you to let him show out in you. Sometimes it's not about your tongue. It's just about you living the life.
Hallelujah.
And it's not always about being in a public square where people can see you. It's living the life behind closed doors when nobody can see you. When all the lights are out, when everything is dark, live the life that you preach about. So many times, woman of God, we see people and we witness this time and time again. We want to stand up before the people and tell the people what they need to do, but we can't do it ourselves. Be a witness. Allow the Holy Ghost to witness through you. Do what it is that you tell the people to do. I ministered on this past week. Last week, I was called to a church. The pastor wanted me to come and minister in his stead. This past week, I was called by another pastor to come and minister in his stead. And as I stood, woman of God, and as I was able to minister to the people, one of the things that I said to them, the last time they saw me, I was in a cast. I was on my knee scooter, couldn't walk, couldn't get around. But I was able to show them how I was walking, how I was getting around. And it was a praise report all in itself. Because if I were to leave it up to my doctor, I would have been in a cast for the next 3 months. Hopping around, not able to put pressure on my foot for the next 3 months. But God said, not so. The power and the authority of God said, not so. I begin to get up every day, woman, and prophesy to this foot, talk to this foot, command this foot to do what God has made it to do. Walk. Do what God has called you to do. And I give glory to God that I'm walking. And I told those people, even on this past Sunday, I will never tell you to do something that I'm not doing myself. Not saying that I'm perfected at it, but I wouldn't tell you to begin to walk in your authority if God had not already unctioned me to walk in mine.
Amen.
So as we're talking about power, we're talking about the three P's of assignment. Make sure, people of God, that you are in position, that you're in the right place at the right time, so that when your opportunity comes, you're there. You're where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing, so God can promote you. The second thing, make sure that as you are being positioned, that you stay persistent. There are times when you're moving in the things of God, when God has an assignment for your life, opposition will come from the right, from the left, from the front, and from the back. But there's a third P, and it's called power. When you're being persistent, and the enemy comes on every hand, the word of God says that God will lift up a standard against him. So when you're being positioned, you're being persistent, God then places you in your assignment. Walk in your assignment in power and authority. Don't get where God is taking you and forget how you got there. Don't walk through your door of opportunity and forget that it was the God Almighty that opened up that door for you. Don't get where you got to go, the place where God has placed for you to be, and forget and begin to think that you are a great wonder. God is the one that deserves the glory. God is the one that deserves the praise. God is the one that has placed you in this assignment. And so it's God that gets all the glory. It's God that gets all the praise. It's God that gets all the accolades. Yes, God has to use your body. Yes, God uses us. He uses our mouth. He uses our hands. He uses our feet. But people of God, when it's all said and done, don't be like Heather. Don't be like the king that God had to demote. And the Bible says that there he was in a field with nails long like those of an eagle, because he chose to think that he was God. God is God, and God is God alone. So the people of God, as you're now walking through your doors of opportunity, you're walking through your places of assignment, you're walking through the things that God has for you. Remember, positioned, be persistent, and walk in power. And allow God to be glorified as you walk in him and allow him to be a witness through you. Prophetess Jenkins, is there anything else that you want to add to this conversation?
I just want them to know that we are now holding in our hands the key to supernatural power.
My God. To
break every chain.
Yes.
He binds us. To the power, to that power, we can supply every need in our life. and to make what and to make us what God wants us to be. The power of God is in His words, and you have to know that. The promises of God are your guarantee of victorious living. But to claim the promises, put this power, you have to put this power to work. We must know what God has said about the power He's given us. Amen. We must know that we have the keys to unlock some doors. We have the keys to stop the enemy. We have the power to unleash and stop the enemy from trespassing on God's property. We have to know that authority. With that authority comes the power. And some people don't have that authority. They'll let the devil beat them up all day long.
Yes.
All night long and take and steal and destroy all they have and say, I believe Jesus. You can't be believing Jesus if you don't use the power. He's given us, He went and snapped, He rose the third day. He went to hell and snatched every key.
Yes.
Every power. Devil, you don't have authority. I've taken the keys that you tried
my.
Today I've given that power back to the people.
Jesus.
Accept Him as Lord and Savior and say, Lord, I accept you today. God said, I'll hand you the keys to overcome and bind and rebuke every spirit. We have that authority. The power of God works in our life. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
But some people walk around not knowing. You get a car, trying to bless you with a new car and hand you the keys. If you don't use the keys, how you going to get in it?
My God.
You have to put the key into the lock. Turn the lock around. Turn that key in that lock and open the door and get in and put it in the ignition and drive on up in the bright, bright success that God has given us. We just need to use the keys that God has given us. And the key, one of the keys is the power of God. He gives us power to tread on the enemy. Let us not forget that we have authority. We have authority in Jesus' name. We have that authority, and we have to remember that. You know, some people don't run. Like you say, they're speaking tongues, and they're looking good, and they're smelling good, and they're walking good, but falling back home, and they're getting beat up by the devil every night.
Yes, yes, yes.
They're getting beat up by the devil every day. They're not successful.
Yes.
They're not doing what God has called them to do.
Yes.
Looking apart and making believe they got it all together, but really
right.
Don't have it together.
Right.
Amen? So that's what we need to get today. If you don't get anything out of it, if you got anything in this message, remember God has given you the keys. And one of the keys is the power of God. When they dwell in the upper room, all of them, they until the Holy Ghost fell into them, and they begin to speak in. Yeah, we can speak in tongues, but God didn't only intend for us to speak in tongues. He gave us the power with the tongues. He gave us a dunamis power that you can possess. You can be a witness for Christ if you don't have the power. How you can talk about somebody you don't know? You're not assured. You might have hope so. He's given us that key. Open the door, walk in. And take back and snatch out the devil's hands everything he's stolen from you. Snatch it out of his hands. In the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, my God. One of the things I'm telling you, I'm just feeling so strong in my spirit, is as we're going into our next segment, and people of God, we're going to talk more about this power, but we're going to be talking about supernatural power. Because what I'm feeling, and this is prophetically speaking, we have to go with what's going on in the realm of the spirit. There are times with God, one of the things I found out, woman of God, that, you have a whole lot of people that have a whole lot of book sense,
mm-hmm.
a whole lot of people that have a whole lot of education, but they don't know how to flow with the things of God. If you don't give it to them point A, B, point B, point C, they can't flow with God.
Mm-hmm.
A set of people now, in the body that have become so worldly, enlightened, that they are godly blinded.
Yes.
So, if you're not able to give it to them in a book form, give it to them on a piece of paper that says, this is now, this is next, this is that, they don't know how to listen to God and say, God, what's next? It's got to be my own intellect. It's got to be the way I got to be able to see it. In order for me to know that this is what. But, one of the things I love about prophetically speaking is that I appreciate order, and I appreciate all of that. I appreciate that. But one thing I also appreciate is being able to hear God, is being able to hear the voice of God. And right now, woman of God, in the body of Christ, we're on an upward slope. The body of Christ is in a place of promotion. And I speak to you now prophetically, the body of Christ is in a place of promotion. God is taking us to a place where we were no longer simply just saying, believing God for my rent to be paid. No, not just I'm believing God. The same power that those in Africa operating, that power is now traveling right over here to the U.S. You can go to Africa any day of the week, and you can go to one of Reinhard Bonnke's crusades. I believe his name is Daniel, I can't pronounce his last name, but he works with Evangelist Bonnke. You can go there any day of the week, and you can see blind eyes being opened, legs growing, demonic powers being cast out. I remember one woman of God last year sometime, I was privy to a situation where a woman of God had a curse. A witch doctor put a curse on the woman. The woman was pregnant. And they commanded this witch doctor cause the baby to leave from her stomach to go into her back. And this woman looked like she had a hump in her back, but what happened is that the woman was pregnant. The witch doctor, for whatever reason, put a spell on this woman, and the baby went from her belly to her back. The woman came into the presence of God. As she came into the presence of God, the prophet of God began to speak to the woman's body. The baby left from the woman's back, came to her belly. The woman gave birth, and the baby boy is alive to this day. This is the power that I'm talking about us operating in. Woman of God, I don't know about you, but I've had enough. I have had enough of this mimsy, whimsy, this little, I've had enough. I want the real power of God. I want the fire of God. We have so many people that are now, even in the body, walking on this earth, all type of titles, you know, even with the prophetic. That's the reason why I have to walk such a circumspect life right now, because you have people that have given themselves titles, prophet this, prophet that, apostle this, apostle that, pastor this, evangelist that. They've given themselves title, but they carry no power. None. No power. Let me tell you, woman of God, I have walked through this thing. I know what I'm talking about. I was in a service one day. I went to a tent meeting. And as I went, there was a woman there. They said this woman was an evangelist. She was a prophetess. And this was before I had brain surgery, and I was still a praise and worship leader. And I was leading praise for that gentleman that night. And woman of God, I began to sing, "Yes, Lord." And as I began to sing, "Yes, Lord," my voice began to sound throughout the area. People were coming out of the tent at the sound of me just singing, "Yes, Lord." This woman got up, and as she got up, the Holy Ghost was on my voice. The Holy Ghost was permeating. The woman told me, "Stop singing, stop, stop, stop." She was a prophetess. And everybody looked, and I looked at the man of God that was over the service, because I didn't know if this was his gift, so I was like, "What's up?" And so he said, "Well, just let's see what she has to say." The woman of God came over to me and put her hand on me and said, "The Lord just wanted me to release a word to you," in the middle of when I was singing. So as I stepped back, the woman had already put her hand on me. And immediately, I picked up a spirit of witchcraft. Immediately. So as I went in here, a woman of God tried to start back singing, I couldn't sing. All of a sudden, my voice got all messed up. It was all entangled. We had to pray and rebuke that spirit of witchcraft that woman came in there with to stop the presence of God from going forth. Woman of God, I've had to walk this stuff out. So when I begin talking about the deep things of God, this is not something that I just came up with out of a whim. This is not something that I just decided that, well, I think I'm just going to talk about witches in the church. I think I'm just going to talk about witchcraft. No, this is stuff that I've had to walk out in my life. This is something that God has had to deliver me from. Woman of God, me, I walked around when witches got so mad at me, I had a snake in my belly when God had to deliver me. This is not something that I'm just talking about. This is something that I have walked through. So when I begin talking about power, I'm not talking about power just to say my big toe hurts. And so I need prayer for my because my toe hurts. No, I'm talking about us walking in supernatural power of God. Why am I here today after all the witchcraft that has come against me? After all the voodoo that has been sent against me, all the candles that have been burnt around my picture, my hair yanked from my head, put on her own dog. Why am I still here today? It is nothing less than the power of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Nothing but the power of God. According to witches, according to the demonic forces, I should have been gone a long time ago, but God said not so. God said not so. And woman of God, I decree and declare, I will live and not die, and I will continue to declare the work of the Lord. I will. I will. I will. And we're going to walk in this supernatural place. We will see blinded eyes come open. We will deaf ears come open. We will see people getting out of wheelchairs. Why? Because God said so. The Bible says that God has given us power and authority. Why can we not use it? If I have power and authority, I'm decreeing I will no longer will I be held back from using the power that God has put on the inside of me. If I can speak to my foot and command a bone to line up so I can walk, suddenly God is releasing power in this United States of America.
Hallelujah.
And if else can say it, I can say it. I'm walking in power and authority. Woman of God, I tell you, I get so excited when I start thinking about the things of God. Is there anything else you want to say before we get off this level?
You get excited for all that God has done for you and where he brought you from. We can all look back and say, Lord, it's none but you.
Nobody.
It's only you that brought us thus far. And we give him the glory today. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost that he entrusted here on earth to abide and to be our comforter and to help us help do miracles and just be a blessing to the body of Christ. We have the power, people. Take your power. Walk through the doors. Amen?
And Prophetess Jenkins, you know, as you say that, it's one of the things that's in my spirit because now something else that's about to occur. Hallelujah. We are about to walk in supernatural financial abundance.
Hallelujah.
I'm declaring right now that checks are coming right now.
Hallelujah.
Every person that is listening to this broadcast receives supernatural financial abundance because it's coming. It is coming. It is coming. And it's on the way. It is arriving right now. Supernatural financial abundance. And woman of God, I decree and declare over my life. I decree and declare over your life. We will never, ever, ever experience another day without having the finances that we need to do the work of the kingdom. Never another day. Wherever finances are not seen, favor will be present. Wherever finances are not seen, favor will be present. And for every person that's listening, you take that word and grab it and run with it. Woman of God, I'm excited about the things of God. People of God, I love you, and I want to remind you of a book that I have written that is called The Power of Me. I want you to take a moment to go to Amazon.com, get a copy of that book. You can also go to tvministries.net. Make sure you get a copy of that book. That book is to empower you to walk in the power and the authority that God has given you. It's called The Power of Me, written by your host, Trinoncia Barker. Now, we're going to leave these airways on today, but we are not leaving the realm of the supernatural. We're going to be back on next week, next Tuesday. We're going to be talking more about walking and the supernatural grace, the supernatural power, supernatural power and authority that comes from God. Prophetess Jenkins, I love you. To all of our listeners, I love you. And again, Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Meet us at the Harvest Time Church, 17770 Imperial Valley Drive, Bishop Shelton Beatty. We're going to be celebrating Resurrection Week. We're going to be celebrating that Jesus got up with all power. If you are lacking power, meet us at Harvest Time. If you need power, meet us at Harvest Time. Come on and get all that God has for you. For those of you that are in Louisiana, in New Iberia, there's a powerful church there that is called, what is it? Go ahead, Prophet Jenkins. Sell them all about.
Yes, hallelujah. We're called Glory Victory Full Gospel Church Leadership, Bishop Harold Entwine and Senior Pastor Clarence Entwine, 321 Halpin Street. Tuesday night service start at 7:15, 6 o'clock intercessory prayer, Sunday service, come and be a part, coming, but I'm calling New Iberia, Generate, Lafayette, same on your surrounding areas. Come and join us as we enjoy the presence of the powerful God that we serve. Amen. And we're the church that cares about what happens to you.
Hallelujah. And we send a supernatural prayer link right now. We just send it right to Pastor Clara Antoine, and we pray strength over her body. We pray supernatural strength. We pray supernatural strength for the body of Christ there, even for Bishop Harold Antoine, and for everyone that has been affected by this homegoing. We pray strength for you now. And even while we're on the airwaves, I want to take the time to send a prayer link, even also to Mother Pearly Gaddy. We've been praying. And for those of the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church, one of the members there have gone home to be with the Lord. Then we're going to send up a prayer for everybody at the Harvest Time Church. We have thousands of people, so we always have individuals that may be in transition, going home to be with the Lord. We had a situation here, woman of God, right around the corner from our church, at a set of apartments. They found three young people there in an apartment that had been shot to death. One of the individuals, they had the funeral at our church there on Saturday. So we're going to continue to lift up them as well. But again, for those of you that are listening, join us next week, next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m., we love you, and God bless you. And remember, the power that God has promised to you is for you. Don't limit your power to speaking in tongues, but know that when Jesus rose on the third day, he got up with all power in heaven and in earth in his hands. And when you quote, when you repeat Romans 10:9, that if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you are saved. Once you say that, once you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all that power that Jesus had then dwells on the inside of you. The next thing you begin to do is ask God to fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. People of God, we love you. We praise God for you. And we're asking you to just stay with us next Tuesday, 3 o'clock p.m., and let God bless you as he's blessed us. Prophet Jenkins, I love you, and I look forward to being on the air with you again on next week.
God bless you. Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Yes. Bye.